from Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house. You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, broadcasting from various parts of the world. And if you've never listened to the show, listen to this. When you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low. Here she is.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, all you children of sex,
especially.
And
you know, I always say, there is no redemption without sin.
Absolutely. And we are all children of sex.
Exactly.
We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, or Allah.
Right.
But we are all children of sex, which means we are all children of Eros.
Exactly.
And today is Eros Day. Today is officially Eros Day. We celebrated Eros Day, actually, in a big way, over the weekend here at the Speakeasy. But this is the official start of Eros Day, and so my official guest on Radio Suzy One is the Pope of Eros Day, Il Papa del Giorno de Eros, Lassi Bran, calling us from Rome.
Right, right. The Pope of Eros. That's exactly what...
what you are.
People, yeah, in a way, you know.
Eros Man, the Pope of Eros Day. You know.
Right.
Because Lassi brought us Eros Day way back in the year 2000.
Yeah.
We've now just celebrated our ninth Eros Day here at the Speakeasy.
It's wonderful. I'm very proud of you, darling.
Thank you, darling.
And you continue this tradition and you keep it on and let it go. And, you know, I'm sure that a lot of your guests have been really happy in this.
Well, everybody was very happy this weekend when we celebrated Eros Day here. We had lots of porn stars and professors and girls next door. All kinds of people, about a couple hundred people, I think. Are we recording now? Yes? Okay. Yeah, we had a whole bunch of people. Yep.
Very good.
Okay. And we lit the cock candles in honor of the cock-shaped planetoid.
Sure.
Eros.
Sure.
Jay Lassiter played the part of Eros, naked, except for his white wings. And he had a very nice curved large planetoid between his legs.
And the girls enjoyed it.
Yes, all the girls enjoyed Eros.
Oh, wow.
I always try to choose an Eros that's, you know, irresistible.
All girls should be much more easy than what they are. Much more.
Is that a prayer to Eros, Lassi? May all girls be easier than they are.
Yeah. That's a good suggestion for the evolution of the mind, the body. You know, this is an important, because the orgasm is actually a benefit. Every orgasm increases 20% the immune defense of people, you know.
Oh, yes, an orgasm away keeps the doctor away.
Exactly. Even three or four every day.
Oh, yeah. At least.
Mm. Right.
It's good. It cleans you out. It clears the system of all the toxins.
Exactly. And especially women, they need it so much, you know.
Yes, we do. We need it so much. We love it.
Right. And
that's why Eros is really our holiday. And the women always go crazy on Eros Day. They always have a lot of fun here.
That's wonderful.
There was a journalist here the other night from LAist, which is a large website on the internet, and he was just amazed at the women that were not porn stars that were getting up on the cross and taking off their clothes and going crazy.
And by the way, also, we had Swedish television here.
Right.
Who knew exactly who you were.
Yes.
And they were so excited about this.
Oh, yes. They were talking Swedish a lot, so I'm not sure what they were saying, but I think it was good stuff.
Hopefully they weren't calling us names or things like that, but...
Yeah. And And we started out with Venus on the cross. Every Eros Day I try to do a different little skit of, or some little performance of some sort. And this time I just made up this little concept that Venus was bound to the cross like Prometheus had been bound to the rocks for teaching humankind how to make fire. Venus was bound to the cross for teaching us how to make love.
Exactly.
And she was suffering for our sins. And our sins being our sins of sexual hypocrisy.
Right.
Sexual bigotry.
Right.
Sexual shame.
Yes.
Sexual stupidity.
Oh, lots of this.
Right. So she was suffering, and but it was Eros Day, so I said, enough suffering. Eros, come in. Eros, save your lover. Come home to your mama. And then Eros flew through the crowd and saved Venus and gave her a good fucking.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So I'm also happy for my book, you know, Lady Caligula.
Lady Caligula, which I am looking at right now. I'm looking at a printing that we did here.
I hope you are selling some.
We sell some.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We could sell some more. They're on sale at the
Shopping
Heaven. And it's a fabulous book about the reign of Caligula.
Right. Especially on Messalina. You know, Messalina one day, she challenges the most famous Roman prostitute to how many men she could have in 1 hour or two, whatever.
Yeah.
And so the prostitute, she stopped at 10, and Messalina went up to 20.
20.
20.
Not bad.
And the big one fucking her.
And she was one of the empresses of Rome, wasn't she?
Yes. That's the beauty. It was another time, you know, when all this was something to have fun, to have to challenge people and to show how strong is the power of sex, you know.
So do you think that, I mean, when we hear the name Caligula now, we usually think of kind of a monster.
Yes.
Well, some people think of Bob Guccione, and some people think of this monster, you know. I mean, even the Bob Guccione version, he's kind of whacked out. I mean, in your interpretation of Caligula, he was a visionary.
A visionary, a revolutionary. He made a lot of new things in Rome, you know. That's why they started to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was changing everything. It turned the palace, the imperial palace, into a big brothel.
Fun.
A big brothel with team room, you know, where people could choose, invite a thousand of people all together, and it was really major Roman orgies. Something really of another world. Irrepeatable.
Didn't he make his horse a senator or something like that?
Well, the horse was the lover of his wife.
Right. No wonder.
No wonder. So then, you know, the horse was so beautiful and his wife was so willing to fuck with the horse, you know. And so he was also in love with his wife and with the horse, so he made him consul and senator. But that was for fun, you know, to be, you know, against all this
pomposity.
Right.
And it was so, it was kind of a, you know, a satire, I guess.
A satire, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. He was very satiric somehow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's now he's been the book has been translated in Romanian, in Czech Republic, and also in Bulgarian, and and also in Greece and in Russia very soon. So this year they will come out a lot of little books from me, you know.
That's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Also in Italy, because, for example, the female ejaculation, you know, if you don't explain very good how to do it, it's not easy.
No, for some women it's very natural and it happens spontaneously, but most of us have to learn.
Right. Especially the man or the partner has to learn how to touch that little point, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly the man has to learn.
I had the illustration being made and now the book is ready for Italy in about a week. It's in printing. So it's a small thing I will give around outside universities and places with girls of adult age and young adults, and you know, so that they can all learn. And many already did, and they send me emails and they say, "Ah, yes, I did it. I found it. I mean, it's wonderful," and I squirt a lot, you know.
Yeah, well,
you remember when you did?
Yes, I remember. That was my first time, was on New Year's Eve, I think it was 1999. It was before Eros Day. It was before you told me about Eros Day.
You
brought over Axel.
Yes.
And the two of you double teamed me.
And then you had such a big squirrel. You know?
I did. That's right. And then you and Axel were making all the girls squirt at the speakeasy for a while there.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of squirting ladies here. I mean, we're practically the center of squirting.
This is also a part of Eros Day, of Eros teaching and prophecies.
Yeah. The holy water.
Yeah, they knew it even in the time Aristotle talked about.
Right, Aristotle.
Women, the impetus.
Women would have an ejaculation that did not stain their togas.
Right. Anyway, darling, I hope to hear you again very soon.
Well, before you go, just tell us the story of how you came up with the holiday of Eros Day.
Well, you know, it was already some time when I was in Holland that I had a t-shirt and written Eros Man. So when I had all my girls, you know, the girls for my film that I had to touch and to see how they were, they started to call me Eros Man. So then it was Bridget, I think. Bridget, she made me this t-shirt, green t-shirt and a white written Eros Man. So I started in that time. So then when I met you, you know, I found that I had finally found an intelligent and sexy and beautiful and unrepressed woman, and so I started to imagine that in fact you could be the priestess of this cult, you know, new cult, which is actually very ancient, but it's renewed in this time when with internet and with all the possibilities that we have, and so it's. That came basically for you. You know, I always been in love with you, especially.
Aww. Don't tell my husband.
I know. But I love him too, you know. It's okay.
That's okay. It's okay. He loves you too.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day you will come to Rome. Who knows?
Oh, yes.
Well, actually, we have a very good friend who's coming to Rome for the marathon, and then Susan's book is coming out.
My book is coming out there, definitely. So we'll have to go there in about, I guess, a year.
Yep. Right.
Mm. So I have Nina here. I just want her to give you her impression of her first.
Who you have?
Nina.
Nina.
You talked to her on the phone earlier.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. How old is she?
Hi. I'm 42.
Hi. How old are you, Nina?
I'm 42, sir.
Ah, very good. So, and you like, how long have you been with Susie?
Just about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And that was interesting for you?
It's actually my dream job. I'm a therapist at Dr. Susie's Institute.
She's one of my therapists. She's an Eros angel.
Oh, yes, Eros angel, right, right. Oh, yeah, she's wonderful.
But she experienced her first Eros day the other night.
Yeah.
So
you had sex?
No. There was so much sex going on around me, it's like, where do I start?
You had to have it, you know.
No, I was trying so hard to get hold of you, and there was always the same message, the same message saying, circuits are busy, try later.
I see, I see.
And
well,
I,
every day is good, you know.
Yeah, it just would have been so perfect, you as the founder of Eros Day, being on the phone live with us on the Eros Day celebration.
Yeah.
But he's here with us now.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were telling me some impressions you had, though, of watching the people on the cross and the candlelit prayer to Eros.
It was a beautiful ritual. Susan made this beautiful.
It's like touching a planet. You know, it's every piece of skin or every piece of the body. It's just so exciting, you know.
Right.
And you can caress and touch for hours, you know.
Exactly. But the introduction Susan prepared for everybody was just so beautiful and sensual and a ceremony. I enjoyed it very much. I wasn't able to see it live, although I was just a few feet away. But
there were too many people. It was so packed. But you got to see it on the TVs.
Yes, yes.
Well, yeah, I hope you can send me a CD or something so I can see something on my PC, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, I can. Yeah, you can see it. It's actually playing right now. I'll send you a password because it's playing right now on Radio Susie One TV. We're playing.
Do you have a password?
I have a password, but I'm not giving it out to you on the air because everyone will hear it.
Okay.
I'll email it to you.
Email.
I will email you passwords.
And remember, this is totally unedited. So, and we're actually doing the show now for, looks like Canal Plus is going to be carrying it in Europe and also in Canada. So,
very good.
Yeah,
wonderful.
It's not like the old shows where we just, now it's like really like television. Stop, start, stop, start. But it still was great fun.
Very good.
So what happened to the Pope? He got kicked out of where?
What happened to?
The Pope. We were talking about the Pope earlier.
Yes. He has been kicked out from the University of Rome, you know, the big university, which is actually the biggest in Europe, and was actually founded 800 years ago by a Pope. So
it's usually Pope friendly.
Right.
Yeah, usually friendly, you know. There is one friendly and one unfriendly, you know.
And so what happened?
So then here they started to make demonstration. 70 of the teachers of the university sent a letter in which they said that they didn't want him, and the students around shouting and burning his figure, you know, with the mannequin and attacking. And so finally, apparently, the government of Italy told him, it's better you don't come, because otherwise we can't guarantee you
safety.
So he actually declined, and he didn't come.
Wow.
It was a great victory, you know, an enormous victory.
Yes.
And so now it's out.
Well, this Pope does show the true colors of the Church through his personality.
Anyway, darling, I must go now, and I really hope that you continue and you keep doing all the beautiful things you are doing, you know, and you have all my love.
You have all my love. Mi amore.
Big, big kiss.
Tanti
baci. Ciao, Lassi.
Ciao, Lassi.
Ciao.
Grazie tanti for...
Grazie tanto.
Grazie tanto.
Grazie.
For Eros Day.
Okay.
Grazie, Max. Stammi bene.
Sì, sì, sto bene. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao,
ciao.
Ciao.
Okay, Lassi Braun, creator of Eros Day. The Pope of Eros Day.
The Pope of Eros Day. He had his maid there.
From Rome.
So he was,
he's got to stoop the maid before she cleans.
Right. And then he's got to pay her, you know.
Or while she cleans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's cool. Interesting about the Pope getting this bad reaction.
So I'm going to cut this down to basically a half hour, so we've got about 8 minutes left. You're listening to Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web. We've been talking to Lassi Braun, father of modern erotic, pornographic erotic film, and from Rome, Italy.
And the creator of Eros Day. And it is actually,
right,
today is really Eros
yes.
Day. Because it's now January 22nd.
I miss Lassi. I wish I could see him soon, and soon
I know.
I hope I will.
I have a feeling he stays in Rome now. He doesn't come to America anymore.
No, he hasn't been here in a while.
He seemed to say, you know, he'd see us next when we go there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So
we have to go there. Yeah. So Nina Swiss is here with us.
Yes. Spontaneous. Being put in front of the microphone.
Having experienced her first Eros Day here at the Speakeasy.
Yeah,
and
I'm still recovering.
Yeah, we're all still recovering. We're all just kind of cruising through the holiday weekend. And, well, if you didn't know what Eros Day was, now you do, and you know to celebrate it.
And you can watch it when it's playing on Radio Susie 1 TV, and hopefully one day we will actually have this edited.
And Eros Day is a celebration of the Trinity of Eros. Eros, the god, according to Greco-Roman mythology, the god of love, sex, and life itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Eros having blown the breath of life into all creatures. This is what I call the original blowjob. And Eros is also, of course, the Cupid with the wings who, you know, flies around shooting arrows into lovers to make us fall head over heels.
Right.
And then there's Eros the planetoid, and at this time of year, actually on January 22nd, Eros is the closest to Earth that it is throughout the year. So why not choose this day to celebrate Eros Day? And then to complete the Trinity, there is the spirit of Eros, the feeling of love and lust in our loins. And that we all know, the feeling that motivates us, that keeps us going, and that, of course, keeps all of life on Earth going and going and going. And it really needs a boost at this time of year. It's winter time. Of course, we have all the other holidays, but there's nothing like a sexy holiday to keep us going, you know? And in times of darkness, we must make light. In times of cold, we must make heat. In times of war, we must make love. In times of Thanatos, we must make Eros. And it's Eros Day, so it's time for you to make love with someone you love, even if that someone is you. I love you.
You've been listening to Radio Suzy One, a special transmission with Lossie Brown, who joined us from Rome, Italy. And if you're still listening, we're now going to put on a tape for you, a pre-recorded tape. And this is from Aerostay 2008. So if you want to hang around, you can listen. If you're in backstage, you're going to get your audio back, which you've been missing because we've been yapping for a little while. And we'll join you again tomorrow night. And thank you for having us in your lovely home. And let's see. And that's about it. Lay down your arms. Peace to the world.
Okay, make way and do not touch the victim.
Can you hold that for a second? My pants came undone.
Oh no, let them come off. Take them off.
Oh man.
Take them off.
I like the way you think.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Yes. Huh? I think it's beautiful. Human vibrator. That's fantastic. Are you all vibrated out through the whole outfit? Okay. That's great. Okay, and now I'd like Dorota. Get me Dorota. Dorota. You are beautiful. What's your favorite thing to do in porn? Yeah. Dorota. Here, just can you just sit over here, and I'm just going to have Dorota in between us, and you just hang out looking beautiful for Eros. Okay, Dorota, stand right here. And now I'd like to have a good view of Eros tying up his Eros angel victim. Can you stand away there? Yes, thank you. And I need one camera over here. Do we have one camera over here? This one. Okay. And here's Dorota. Happy Eros Day.
Yes, happy Eros Day to you.
I have your book, Sex, Life, and Hannah.
Yes.
This is a very sexy book.
Yes.
It's erotica that I think is sexy for men and women.
Yes.
It's certainly erotica in the service of Eros.
And it's about relationships.
Yeah, and relationships, but let's not sell it too short. It's about sex, brothers and sisters.
It does have some sex.
It has a lot of sex. I skimmed it. And I didn't have to go too far to find the sex. I mean, this isn't one of those books where you have to go around and skip a lot of pages to find a lot of sex.
And there's pictures.
Right. There's pictures. So could you imagine your character, Hannah? Can we stand... Evan, stand down. Sit down, Evan. You're right in my way. I want to see this. This is partly for us to see. Sit down. Down. Okay. Sit down. So now we have the beautiful harmony being whipped on the cross.
Wow.
Do you think Hannah would do that?
I don't think that Hannah is far enough along in her journey to do that.
She would be here, perhaps.
She might be fantasizing about it.
Okay. Would she come to Aerosmith?
You know, she would. Absolutely.
Right.
You know. Definitely to watch.
Definitely to
watch. You know, maybe not to participate, but definitely to watch.
Yeah. There she is.
But who would
Harmony
not
looks. Yeah, really. How do you think that? Have you seen this, such a thing?
No.
In the middle of all these people, what do you think of the whole concept of Aerostay?
It's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's wonderful and very creative.
Yeah. Have you ever been to any kind of event like this?
No, actually I haven't.
I mean, here we have authors like yourself.
And we conclude this part of the radio show. This has just been a brief half-hour show. The last part you were listening to is from Eros Day, which you can see online, or you can listen to it for free if you're listening tonight. But it'll keep replaying. We replay various Eros Days. So from our house to your house, thanks once again for having us, and we'll see you again tomorrow night. Take care.